Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
La, la, yeah. La, la, wait till I give my money right.
With retirements that nobody believes and pre-planned contractual rematches, the heavyweight titles are off the shelf for all three fighters for the next year. So what do the top contenders do? Sit around and wait, or do they get busy and make noise? Tonight, we see Joe Joyce return after a year away. Barring a catastrophe, the opponent in front of him is perfect for a viral moment. Elsewhere, a huge step up in the super bantamweight division for Jason Cunningham against the former two-weight world champion in Zelani Tete.
Be a challenging fighter, a good one to, especially since I haven't fought for a year, as a like kind of warm up for like the things to come.
And Joyce is teeing off, and Steve Gray steps in and stops it.
The whole training camp was geared around fighting Joseph Parker, but last minute changes can, I can adjust.
But he's setting his feet and letting his hands go. These two training.
I can just sit back and wait until I get my shot. But I want to stay active, put on a good performance and display for the fans.
Stop. Hammer time.
And Christian Hammer is on the rampage. And that right hand has done real damage.
First fight back. Hammer's a tough guy. We know he's going to come to fight.
Hammer is encouraged by that. David Price is ready to go. And David Price is out on his feet.
And Joe needs to get this out of the way. He needs to look good and make a bit of a statement.
It's going to be an exciting fight. There's going to be lots of bombs traded and thrown with two big guys.
Joyce just looking to tee off now, chopping down with that right tackle. He's unsteady here.
I'm going to fight Christian Hammer, and then there'll be plenty of better fights out there. I just fight whoever's in front of me, and Christian Hammer is in front of me, so I'm not going to overlook him because he's a, only takes one punch in heavyweight boxing.
Hammer time.
Joe Joyce is really one of the wild cards of the heavyweight division at the moment, alongside the American Deontay Wilder. And yes, Christian Hammer, his opponent tonight, has been in with some of the great modern heavyweights, but this is a banana skin for Joe Joyce. It's almost a step down for him, Adam, because he did go through the gears. He's 13 fights into his pro career. He's 35 years old. He got the Commonwealth belt in four fights. But this is a fight which he must win and win convincingly to keep himself in that position that if Tyson Fury doesn't come back, he could potentially get an opportunity to fight the winner of Usyk and Joshua. He's that far up the rankings with all the governing bodies.
Rank number one with the WBO, number two with the WBC. I know that you've referred to this one as a banana skin, but you can't see anything else other than a Joe Joyce victory tonight. He's a 50-1 on favourite.
Look, it depends which Christian Hammer turns up. He's called Hammer, but of course he's out of Romania. His name is Ciocan originally. He's based in Germany. He pulled off what would be called an upset 5 years ago when he stopped David Price, if you remember. He was the underdog that night and wasn't expected to win. Joe Joyce has been in Las Vegas. I've spoken to him recently with Ishmael Salas. He takes it seriously. The guy who's been in China to practice being a Shaolin monk, remember? In Brazil to learn Kwa Capoeira. He's been to Cuba to train with the Cuban Olympic team. We know that he should have won gold in Rio in 2016 and should have got the nod over Tony Yoka. But the great thing about Joe Joyce, he's a slow starter, but he's a juggernaut of a finisher. And he needs to finish this guy tonight. Not let him prance around. Depends which Hammer turns up tonight. But I fear it's the one that's not sharpened, but the one that's blunt for the crowd here tonight, because I think Joe Joyce will make easy work of it.
On the Anthony Joshua take away this week? Obviously, he's saying all the right things, and all the noises that he's making, I've been thoroughly impressed with. But the most impressive thing that I've taken away from Joshua is that he said quite blatantly, these are just words. These are just words that I'm saying to you. I've said these words before and things haven't necessarily played out. When the first bell goes on August 20th, you're going to find out. You're going to find out the truth. You're going to find out whether I did learn from the first fight, whether I have taken on board the instructions of Robert Garcia, and whether we're going in the right direction. And that's the key thing for me. He seems to be at peace with the first fight. He seems to have written a line underneath it where he's gone, I made a mistake, I got that wrong, and I now know what I need to do to go and get it
absolutely,
right.
Absolutely, because he's got an opportunity to show what he can do and what he is, as opposed to dancing and prancing around and showing what he isn't. Look, it doesn't matter in my view whether he goes out on his shield and he gets knocked out in 7 or 8 rounds in a blustering fight with punches thrown and exchanges, because he will have gone in there and given his all. He doesn't feel like he produced his all last time, and he let the other guy dictate him.
It was a long-awaited professional debut, and I think he'll be very pleased with it. He got his opponent, Aaron Vranoga, out of there in around about a minute. And Vranoga had taken this at short notice, 1-0, made his debut just a couple of weeks ago against a fighter of no great repute. So it was a fairly easy opening for Fletcher, who looked a little bit rushed at times, a little bit over-eager, which is completely understandable. But he's 6'7", he's a southpaw, he's still only 20. He weighed in at 14 stone, one for this one, so he's kind of growing into cruiserweight. And there were plenty of people after his signature, from what I understand. And when you see a debut and you see a fighter win and you see the promoter, particularly somebody like Frank Warren, who's been around this for an awfully long time, up out of his seat, reaching through the ropes to touch gloves with this fighter, it tells you something, doesn't it? And I think that they quite fancy him. I think this Queensbury Promotions outfit really do fancy Fletcher, with the Tibbs behind him. Yeah, it'll be very, very interesting to see how far he can go. But that is some accolade, isn't it? He's got the power of Deontay Wilder with a higher ring IQ. I mean, imagine how far that could take you.
The fight was made. His lawyers drafted the contracts. Eventually, it was all sorted out, and it was due to be signed that day, but he said the deal was done. I still got the text on, it shows you. He said the deal was done, but he received a better offer. So he didn't even come back since and said, I've had this offer. And I don't know what they could offer him anyway, because they can't offer him Joe Joyce. Joe Joyce is the number one. He can only be fighting with us. So I don't know what his better offer is. Since then, I've had a few texts from him, and I've made it very clear. The only way to fight happens if it's on a Queensbury show, and it's on BT, and that's it. It's not about politics or nothing. It's about the fact that Joe has a contract with us and with BT, and that's where the investment's been made by us. So why am I going to be getting involved with a New Zealander who's not even a British fighter? I mean, we're in the business of Joe Joyce. Why would I be even contemplating that? It's ridiculous. And if he really wanted to fight, what did he go across the road for?
We're about to take this fight, but let me ask you, Joe Joyce really does, rather like Daniel Dubois did against Trevor Bryan, puts himself very much in the waiting room, if you like, for the outcome, if Tyson Fury doesn't come back, of Alexander Usyk and Anthony Joshua.
Well, please God, he gets through the fight tonight.
Yes.
But he's the mandatory number at WBA, and Daniel's what they call their heavyweight champion at WBA. Both those titles will have to have a mandatory, so they're in the best position. That's where they are. And if anybody wanted to try and grab Joe Joyce's position, then you go and fight him, like this fella's doing tonight. I mean, to be quite honest, we didn't want to be doing this fight tonight. When we was at Wembley, it was agreed that Parker would fight on the second.
Well, we spoke to you about it that night on the broadcast.
Then we got all that nonsense afterwards about the trainer's wife's having a baby, can't fight, which is, but, you know, please God, Andy Lee's wife, and they've had it's all gone successful. But I've never heard of that excuse ever. We get all different ones. That was a new one.
Oh, goodness me. Well, there's a terrific shot in the opening round, and that's hurt him. Well, Mark Chamberlain makes a real statement.
Obviously, I've got a tough opponent. He's never been stopped. So it'd be a great statement to get the stoppage.
He's picking the punches right from the start. Left hand just came across there.
knocked Vidal right him onto his heels. Those knees dipped. He very nearly went down. A left hand to the side of the head, a left hand straight down the middle. The Chamberlain is on the brink here.
I think I've seen enough in this contest. I think Vidal has been taking far too much punishment. He's not going to win. And as I say that, Chamberlain works the body and the head. He's got Vidal on the ropes here.
Your winner by unanimous decision. And now the IBF European Lightweight Champion, Mark Chamberlain!
It was a good, controlled, mature, accomplished display. We've spoken a lot in the last two or three rounds, rightly, I think, about the situation around the visitor, because we never want to see anybody get hurt. But that was a good performance from the home fighter. Real good performance.
Great performance there from Chamberlain. He showed his development. He's coming through, showed the experience there. Lasted the 10 rounds well, dominated the 10 rounds, won every round convincingly, kept the space, controlled the space as well, driving the left hands through the middle, putting the combinations together, working on the inside, working off the ropes, ticked all the boxes.
I was quite relaxed, I think. I weren't looking for the stoppage, and obviously I've got a lot of support here, so I didn't want to let that be a distraction for me. I just got in there and done what I had to do.
Wandering along the back corridors, and this big steel bar came out. It was Dean White's arm. It grabbed me round the neck. I haven't seen him for ages. You know what a towering giant he is. He's lurking in the shadows in the back
in the
hall.
Shadows, man, just watching an excellent fight. That was a really good fight. I know the guy's Chamberlain. Mark Chamberlain, is it?
Yeah.
Excellent win for him. Congratulations. And the guy he fought was very, very durable. It was a really interesting, entertaining fight for fans at home. If you like a good old swing up and a punch up, we've got to give his dancing partner a lot of credit also, because he played his part in it tonight. And it was a very interesting fight. George was here talking about it, and he was saying how good the fight was going to be. And every round was entertaining, because I was like, oh, whoa, yo, you know that? And it was on the brink, because he was swinging, and Mark was smart enough to evade and use his feet when he needed to. And he's done the right stuff.
But also, it's an old boxing saying, I think his corner were too brave for him after round eight, because he took a lot of punishment. But I say he had La Guerra on the back of his shoulder. He really was a warrior. Dean, you're big in the boxing world. I've got to ask you, obviously Dillian was out on April the 23rd against Tyson Fury. What are the soundings? Is he back in Portugal? Is he plotting a new move?
Of course. He's back, man. If you watch the Instagram, he's back. He's physically and mentally back. Mentally is the most important thing, because coming from those kind of losses, some people never come back from those kind of losses. But Dillian's proven time and time again that he's the man that can come back from devastating loss and come back with even a bigger bang. So, he's there, he's plotting, he's rearing, and he is looking for great opposition and good dancing partners to go and showcase and do his stuff again and make the steps to come back to fight for a world title again.
Listen, you're 6'6", 260 pounds, I think, maybe a little
more. About 300,
sorry. All right, 300. Your biggest disappointment in 2022 for me is not seeing Dean White against one of those American football players or in one of the big YouTube fights, or even against John Fury. What the hell's going on?
Oh, yeah, look, John was going to bash me up, remember?
It's great to see you, thanks,
but
mate.
But John's all good, but look, I'm working at the minute. I'm promoting my own shows and managing, and everything's going nice. At the minute, I'm working on the business side of things and less fighting. But if they want to spar sometimes, I'm in the gym. But I'm just trying to prayer under the radar and get my work done and do good shows for the fighters that I'm building, so when they get the opportunity to fight on TV and terrestrial TV and broadcasters, they're going to come and do really good things, and it would show my faith by putting those guys. So that's it, it's all good, we're just working.
An avoided man indeed. Oh, and that's the reason why.
Goodness me, first punch of the fight, and it's all over, he's knocked him unconscious. Extraordinary shot from Zolani Tete.
Whatever punches I'm throwing when I'm chopping the tree, that's exactly the intention that I have when I'll be throwing punches against Jason Kenning.
There's another one to the body, and he wins when that went in, and he's down on the ropes again, and he simply cannot take the body shots from Jason Kenning.
I do genuinely believe I'm going to beat him. I believe it's my time. Everything happens for a reason, and we're here at Wembley Arena. Just feel it's my time, ready to go.
Down
he goes there, Cunningham. He just got caught on his way in, and the legs just betrayed him. That has done him some real damage. Left hand high on the head there from Tete, followed by another left, and Cunningham is in desperate trouble here. He's trying to hold on, and then he's flattened by a big left hand there from Talani Tete. The referee waves this one over immediately. Cunningham is flat on his back.
Your winner by way of knockout, firearm, Zolani, last born Tete.
It's sad to see this run as European champion for Cunningham come to an end. The underdog who never gave up hope is tattooed on the front of his chest, and that is so appropriate because he toughed it out through a lot of lean years when he couldn't really get fights and he was always in the away corner. He always getting short notice. So to have won that European title is a fantastic achievement. And this is the third defence. We'll see what happens with him from this point on. But I'm very interested to see what happens with Zolani Tete, because Adam was talking about the world scene at the start there, and could Cunningham take his place on it if he managed to get the win? Well, we've got someone here who is proven at world level at lower weights, and now he's stepping up to super bantamweight, and he has just done a job on the European champion's bench.
Yeah, he certainly has. I mean, that was a first-class performance there from Tete. He showed that he's still world-class. And I said that, you know, he was very big for Superfly. He was very big for a bantamweight. Moving up to super bantamweight would probably only better him as a fighter at 34 years of age. You know, it's difficult to keep getting your body down to that weight. And Tete looked superb there. From the opening bell, he controlled the space. He found the range with a jab early. The timing was great. Cunningham was just circling around the perimeter of the ring, just looking for an opening, but Tete never gave him any. Tete was just setting the traps, and when he saw his chance there in the fourth round, beginning of the fourth round, he executed the brilliant finish. He landed a good hook over the top. The straight cross through the middle had Cunningham down and in serious trouble. But that finish was world class. This is why this man is a two-weight world champion and could, guys, possibly go on to win a third world title at super bantamweight. That was world class.
The performance was world class. I know that we're going to talk about the finish. It was the patience, it was the posture, it was everything about the first couple of rounds was just levels above his opponent tonight.
That is my goal, to become a three-weight world champion. You know, yes, people were talking, they were saying Zolani is finished, Zolani is done, but I knew that deep down in my heart I still have this. You know, I was born for this sport. Yes, I lost against Casimiro, but I knew that once I step inside the square ring again, Zolani will be Zolani and he will be live again. And that's exactly what happened today.
Is super bantamweight actually better for your body? Because I remember always marvelling that you made super fly.
Yes.
Is it? Can you eat stuff now?
I can eat everything that I want. In fact, while I was preparing, I was eating everything that I wanted to eat. I was eating everything that I wanted to eat. So I'm back to eating normally now. All the stuff that I want, the burgers, you name it.
And you are still a shining example to everyone in East London and in South Africa. And you're still helping all the kids in the gyms, yeah?
I'm still helping the kids, especially the young boys and the up-and-coming amateurs and new pros. I'm helping everyone because I want them to reach this stage. I know it's not easy to get opportunities, but I believe once they focus in training and they believe in the sport of boxing, they can do better than me.
You've become a big fan favorite. You're basing yourself over here. You're with Mark Tibbs,
yes,
as your trainer. Look, let me ask you. They've announced today that there's going to be a big press conference for Clarissa Shields and Savannah Marshall, Alicia Baumgartner, we believe, and Michaela Mayer. We're going to be fighting each other on that card for three belts. What's happening with you?
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
At the moment.
Well, I know I just had this conversation, this question the other day. Honestly, I'm just waiting. You know, as you know, I've moved my whole life over here from Australia. Eddie did say that I was going to be out in the summer. We've got 2 months left of summer. So I'm just waiting for him to tell me. You know, I'm getting prepared. I'm in the gym with Mark. We're training like I'm fighting in August, end of August. Because that's what was said. So I'm just waiting, and hopefully that fight date comes soon. Because, you know, I'm not here, as you know, I'm not here to stuff around. So I'm looking forward to getting out, you know, by August, September the latest.
Have you still got a deal with Eddie Hearn?
Yes, I do, sir.
So let me posit this with you. August the 20th, Saudi Arabia, women's fight on the card. Did you ask him about that?
I did. You know what? I mentioned it. I thought that Saudi would, you know, we need to also promote women's boxing in Saudi. I think it's really important for women empowerment, especially in that country, you know. I have mentioned it. I think what better women do you want on that kind of card to represent, you know, female boxing and really, you know, bring some, you know, value to that card. So I have mentioned it, but it's not going to happen. So, you know, maybe one day.
Because Takam has got caught.
And he does exactly that at the start of the round. Catches Takam with a lovely 1-2 and Joyce just looking to tee off now.
It's going to be an exciting fight. There's going to be lots of bombs traded. I think he's going to be throwing some heavy lever over the top.
Christian Hammer is on the rampage and David Price is out on his feet.
Hammer's a tough guy. We know he's going to come to fight. And Joe needs to get this out of the way. He needs to look good and make a bit of a statement and get it, you know, and get over it.
Joyce is teeing off and Steve Gray steps in and stops it.
He may not look the prettiest boxer to watch, but if he was looking for the makeup of a great heavyweight, he's someone who's got all the ingredients there.
I think Joyce can go all the way and fight for any of the world titles and probably win one. He's a big, strong juggernaut.
Joe Joyce, Christian Hammer, needs a big performance tonight, Joe, to make the noise.
He does. We're in this situation with the landscape of the heavyweights at the moment. You know, winning and just labouring a win would not be good enough for Joe Joyce. Yes, he's got those that ranking or whatever, but it's all about making a statement. People expect him to get Christian Hammer out of there, possibly inside 6 or 8 rounds. He needs to do that. He needs to go out there, blast him out of there and look good in doing it. You know, we're at that stage at the moment with these heavyweights. So many good young heavyweights coming through. There's a lot of heavyweights at the top as well. You know, the top 10, if you look through the division, Adam, at the top 10 of the heavyweights, you've even got fighters like Frankie Sanchez, you know, the Cuban out there who's 20-0 at the moment. Fighters like that. There's a gulf of good contenders out there at the moment. So Joe Joyce has to make a statement. It's important here that he goes out there and gets the job done and does it in style.
But this is a guy who's done nothing wrong. He wins the Commonwealth belt after 4 fights. He's beaten the ex-WBC world champion, Bermain Stiverne, in fight 8. Oh, all right, Stiverne was 40-odd. He's beaten Daniel Dubois, stopped Carlos Takam. He's done brilliant things. He should be screaming from the rafters. If Tyson Fury, and also getting under Tyson Fury's skin, you're not the champion anymore. You're the champion who retired. Give me the belt, give me the fights. I'd love to see Joe Joyce and Deontay Wilder, by the way. For me, that is a brammer of a fight.
Ranked number 1 with the WBO, number 2 with the WBC. I know that you've referred to this one as a banana skin, but you can't see anything else other than the Joe Joyce victory tonight. He's a 50-1 on favourite.
Depends which hammer turns up tonight, but I fear it's the one that's not sharpened, but the one that's blunt for the crowd here tonight, because I think Joe Joyce will make easy work of it.
He is the juggernaut, isn't he? Like, he's just non-stop, like the guy's a machine. But so he's, I think it'll be Joe Joyce all night.
I think winning by knockout, I think he's going to... could do it in the first couple of rounds.
Hugh Fury stopped him, and he's not a big puncher, so I think Joe can do it.
I think if he goes in there to knock him out, he will knock him out early doors, but I think if he goes in there, try and box and just try and play it safe, then he'll go for the points, because he can box and he can fight.
He's on a streak, so I'll go Joyce.
I think Joyce can beat AJ. I don't think he's going to beat AJ. AJ now, I think Joyce could beat AJ.
Again there, followed by a right. He's complaining that it was round the back of a head, but Hammer takes a knee over on the far side of the ring. You've got to give him credit here for continuing. Hammer left to the body again, was absolutely horrendous, and Victor Loughlin just waves it off as soon as that left landed. You could just see the look on his face there, Hammer. He's down for the third time in the round, and he's been absolutely brutalised in that fourth round in the first half of it there, Christian Hammer.
Your winner by way of technical knockout, Joe the Juggernaut Joyce!
There you go, Joyce stops.
Christian Hammer surrendered there. He gave all, I don't mean that in a rude way. He gave all he had to give in that fourth round. He did the old pros thing, going on his knee a couple of times to gather himself, to get in the corner, to counterpunch. Joe Joyce, I'm telling you, with Wilder, said it at the top of the show, is the dark horse of the division.
It's an amazing fight. If they can make him versus Wilder, that is absolutely captivating, because I've watched so many Joe Joyce fights now. In particular, the Takam fight still rings round in my head. I sat here and watched six rounds of him against Takam last year, and shots were just pinging off his head. Clean shots. Shots that knock out horses. Absolutely, he just ate them up. Juggernaut is the perfect nickname for this guy, because Gareth just summed it up there. He knows who he is, he knows what he wants to do, and he's not going to deviate away from that. Your opponent knows the exact same thing as well. But can you hit him hard enough to stop him? Nobody's been able to do that so far.
No, and he's been in with some heavy-handed guys. Takam is a very heavy-handed guy, by the way, who's pushed a lot of good fighters as well.
He pushed Joshua.
He did, but he just seems to soak it up and then come back, doesn't he?
I've said to you before, the fight, it's always going to be exciting because of his style. He's relentless, he comes forward, he's got a big chin, thank God he can take these shots. But that's what makes it so exciting. And you knew Hammer would come to fight, and you've got to give him full credit. But eventually Joe's strength, his desire to win, wore him down. But it's exciting while it lasted.
Hey, that chin of his as well. Yeah. I mean, we were just talking on the broadcast there on the desk about him and Wilder. Joe Joyce and Deontay Wilder, Joe Joyce and Dillian White, any of them.
He's got a great chin, that's what he is, but he's relentless. I think the only chance you've got of beating him at the moment is pick up your stool and hit him over the head with it, because I can't see anything else.
It was really good to be back in the ring, I really enjoyed it, and thanks to Hammer to coming out here and giving me a good fight, man. He hit me with some big shots and that, and it's exciting, and this is why I love boxing. Like, it's good to be back in the ring, and I've had so many training camps and setbacks, but it's good to be back out there and firing again.
When he smacks you with an overhand right straight in the middle of the face three times in the first round, what does that say in Joe Joyce's brain?
It's all right. I'm used to the lumps and bumps. I'm a rugby player from back in the day, so I can take it. But I train so hard not to get hit, so it's... You know, it's something I need to work on, like to. But yeah, he gave it his all and hit me some good shots. I managed to weather them, and it switched me on, and I kind of got his like timing and see where I could like punch him, and then again I started like hitting with some hard shots to the body, and that's, he didn't really like that.
You're in great position to challenge for the belts. Tyson Fury with the WBC title, I know Frank promotes him as well, is saying he's going to take some time out. Should you be shouting from the rafters that you should be fighting for this belt at the moment, and Tyson should let it be vacant if he's not going to come back?
Yeah, definitely. I'm ready for the world stage now, and it's just only a matter of time till I become heavyweight champion of the world.
Who are you going to fight next?
We're going to go and discuss things with the team and Mr. Frank Warren here, and we're going to work something out and get some good fight, exciting fights. And
Mr. Joe Joyce will fight on the 24th of September.
He will?
Yeah, so next fight scheduled 24th of September.
So have we got any idea yet who that may be?
It's going to be a top quality opponent.
Are you going to be having an art exhibition by then? I know I've been nagging you to get out there and show your his art exhibition.
I thought he was going to do an exhibition fight. Oh, an art exhibition.
I think the capoeira afterwards is enough of an exhibition. A bit of Shaolin wushu and sambo would be good. But do you want to put yourself out there as an artist? Because you're a very fine artist as well.
Yeah, it's like my boxing skills. I develop them and, you know, I keep working on them. And right now my boxing is like picking up, and that's the thing that I'm mainly focused on. But the art is still on the back burner, and when I get in my free time, I try and keep it up. But it's like boxing, you have to continually do it and then you improve over time.
You have to get into camp.
Yeah, I need to get into paint camp.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.